Hamza on the ground and his body being trampled. Some Muslims see the body of Hamza and they can't believe it. One of their leaders, the strongest one amongst them, the Lion of God, is now killed. People begin to scream, Qutila Muhammad, Qutila Muhammad. Muhammad has been killed. Panic ensues. They run in all directions. There is a narration almost in every single warrior that they ran away. Some ran to the Red Sea. They left Rasulullah, except one man. In fact, there is a report that Imam Ali alayhi salam thabata wahda, remained completely by himself in the battlefield. Meanwhile, Rasulullah, after everyone had left him, he was by himself. Khalid bin Walid came and they surrounded Rasulullah, tens of them, and he's fighting by himself. No aid, no helpers. Rasulullah by himself, receiving hits from all angles, his face is bleeding and he keeps fighting. On the other side, Imam Ali is looking around. He can't see Rasulullah, he's fighting. Here, you understand who Ali ibn Abi Talib is. Because he says at this moment, look at how he thinks, look at his way of thinking. He says, I looked around and I couldn't see Rasulullah. They were screaming that he was dead, but I know that he can't die right now because the mission is not complete. And I know he would never run away. So I realized there's only one conclusion. What's the logical conclusion that Ali comes up with? He says, Rasulullah must have been raised into the heavens like Isa ibn Maryam, like Jesus Christ. That's the only way. So he thinks that a miracle has taken place rather than thinking that they have lost. And he fights towards his final breath. He keeps fighting to his last breath. He does what he's supposed to do before his Lord. He fights and fights and fights. This is the one who fought in Badr. In Badr, when Jibra'il called out, La fata illa Ali, la sayfa illa Dhulfiqar. Here again, he proves, La fata illa Ali, la sayfa illa Dhulfiqar. There is no young warrior like Ali and no sword except Dhulfiqar. And he keeps fighting until he sees Rasulullah in the distance. So he runs to him and he begins to aid him and pushes the enemies away from him. So Rasulullah looks, finally there's aid. And he asks, Ya Ali, where is everyone? Where did they go? So Ali says, Ya Rasulullah, قَدْ كَفَرُوا. They have disbelieved and they have left us. And Rasulullah says, وَأَنْتَ يَا Ali, you didn't leave. So Ali smiles and says, الْكُفْرُ بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Me, I would never leave you. And they stood together. And so Rasulullah said, Here, Ya Ali, when the tens of horses would come, Imam Ali and Rasulullah stood back to back, defending each other. No one could get close to their circle of defense. Whenever anyone would come forth, Rasulullah and Imam Ali alayhi salam would fight together to remove them from their sights. The horses would come close and circle around them, go back, circle around them. Rasulullah and Imam Ali alayhi salam defending each other until the Muslims would see Rasulullah alive and that they were holding their own. And so Rasulullah begins to call them back. Return, return, take the sword from me. Man lihada safe. So slowly they begin to come back. Ammar comes back, everyone comes back. They run towards Rasulullah. They begin to take their weapons and forming the solid line, pushing the enemies back again. The Quraysh here begin to retreat and the Muslims settle, the dust settles. 70 members of the Muslims were killed. Now, this was a revenge for the Quraysh that they had killed this many Muslims. And they stood. The Muslims had held their own and survived to live another day. And here, Quraysh called back. And they say, A'ala Hubal. Hubal is great. So the Muslims call out, Allah A'la wa Ajal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. And so they say, Yawm bi Yawm Badr. This is our revenge for Badr. So the Muslims say, No, it's not equal. Our brothers and sisters, our warriors are in heaven, your warriors are in hell. So they say, Is Rasulullah dead? Is he gone? So the Muslims say, Rasulullah hears everything you're saying. The Quraysh realized that they failed because their aim was to open the pathway. Their aim was to open the road to Syria, but it wasn't open. So even though the Muslims lost many lives that day, the mission of Quraysh was not achieved. Rasulullah was not killed. And the road and route to Syria remained closed. Rasulullah was still in charge of the road and he kept it closed as pressure. Ya Quraysh, when you allow me to speak Islam to the Arabs, only then will I open the road. Even though you came by force, you couldn't. Now Quraysh realize they have come with all their force and they still couldn't open the road. So even though they tried to make it seem like this was revenge, it was still a failure on the part of Quraysh.